This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. With us today for 2 hours, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. The wind-up. You're such a pro. I'm in a grumpy place. Don't mind me. I'm out to kill something.
Uh-oh.
I'll behave. I'm not kidding. This is, you know, the Earth went through recently a series in space of dark matter, and we don't even know what dark matter is. We know something has to be there because our theories and assumed truths and definitions say so, and so we call it dark because we don't know. Okay, it just went through, we don't know, and guess what? Everybody felt it because, like me, it has affected my mood, my behavior, my reality. It is so important. It affected every single aspect of my life. And as I get older, I'm starting to hear music in my mind's eye. I'm not kidding. I'm not making it up. I am beginning to hear music. And it has moved from one set of sounds that is a repeating song that somebody's playing off in their distance somewhere, radio. It's not there. What it is the voice of the silence. And that is something that happens when you get older and more spiritual. And it's been mentioned in the appendix ads and talked about. And I'm literally witnessing it. It is something that most all meditators seek. They want to hear the voice of the silence, what Terrence McKenna called the zero-point energy. It is a little vibration. We don't know what that is either, other than the variation in hydrogen atom when it vibrates. And it's called the lost chord, and has been written about, sung, etc. And now, fortunately or not, I'm hearing it. There are 10 sounds, according to the appendicides, and which sound you hear is a reflection of what level of spirituality you are at that moment. And there are different sounds, you know, from a whine, or this, or that, and they're described, and the one I'm hearing is bagpipes. And that's the highest sound there is, according to the appendicides. I am not making this up. It's literal. And I hear it constantly now. It's in everything right this moment as I'm speaking. I can hear it in the distance. Am I getting old? Well, yeah, they're going to get a closed caption thing for my telephone because I can't hear anymore. So I guess so. Anyway, I'm in a grumpy place because we went through a place in deep space when the sun was at a solar minimum. Now, when the sun is in a solar minimum, it does not absorb particles that it runs into. They go around the sun and hit all the planets, including Earth. And right now, we don't know what it does. We know it full moons do, you know, with lunatics and howling and craziness and leaping over bonfires naked. We don't know anything about what dark matter does, except I am experiencing it, and I'm not happy. And I don't know why. I'm normally a very jollyful person. I know why. I'm flat broke. Why? That's an interesting thing. I don't know that either. I have never, ever experienced what I'm going through right now in my entire life. And I don't know. And I've made and lost several fortunes over my years of doing this and then having a changing career and doing that. And I've been here and I've been there, and I've never experienced this. I have 50 years of marketing books. The books that I wrote 50 years ago, they continue to sell, which means, you know, why are none of my books selling? Well, they probably are. According to Amazon, they are. According to Ingram, they are. But they're not selling on my site. And now I have to go back to work, literally. And I don't know, you know, but it's okay. I see people at the hamburger stands that are 85 years old. So, you know, I get it. I don't get it. I don't understand why this is happening. And that's my excuse for being grumpy. Here I am. How's that one for a mouthful?
Well, I've got to share with you.
You're in the same way, aren't you?
Absolutely. Let me explain this, though. I've been talking about this for weeks now, actually longer than weeks, probably months, maybe into a year. I've been saying, what's with the animals? Why are they following us around? Why our dogs, you know, Sandy and I will walk down the driveway, and the animals follow us. The cats join in. The chickens join
bored,
in.
Right? There's nothing else to
do,
right?
No. I think they're afraid.
There if is that thing. They are so close to spirit. They're in tune with themselves, where we are not, because of the way we were born. You know, the idea of having been fingerprinted before you even get to visit mom. I mean, you know, trauma. And I don't know why we have such barbaric medical practices, but my Seventh-day Adventist doctor, I went in and had medical, and I'm in perfect shape. I've lost 40 pounds and still going on, and yet my doctor is doing the best he can to somehow, this is allotropic medicine, put me on scripts of some kind, because he makes more money off me then. It's all about money.
Rick, you're two-thirds of the man you used to be. You said you lost 40 pounds?
40 pounds. Well, more than 40, actually. And I still have some more to go, but I've been doing it methodically. Yes. Mm-hmm. Change of diet. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I've been doing the same thing. I haven't lost any.
That's happening. And I'm getting old, getting thin, getting ready for a smaller coffin. Yeah.
If I lost 40 pounds, I'd disappear. But because I don't have that much to start with.
When you last saw me, I was probably around 230 pounds. I got up to 258, and I said, this is crazy. I've got this big gut. And now, when I go to the bathroom, little white chunks come out of me of calcified objects. I'm cleaning out my system, literally. And I feel healthy, and yet I am so deeply depressed, I don't know what to do. And when I say depressed, I have all but alienated my entire family. My daughter, my grandchildren, I'm disappointed in all of it. And I would guess I would overlook things that I would normally otherwise not overlook if I were flush and happy. I have not happy, and because of that, I'm now looking at things in a different light, and what I'm seeing, I don't like And because of that, I'm leaving little wakes behind me as I burn another bridge. By the way, I want to tell Grace Thorne that I miss her. And I wanted to say to Angelique, thank you for calling yesterday. I'm sorry I missed your call, but Julie enjoyed talking with you and wanted me to say something to you, Angelique. There it is. I have to say, my fan base and friendships have never been stronger. I am blessed. I am very lucky because I have friends that go back 60 years. Mm-hmm. I've known them, and I pick up the phone. I haven't seen someone in 20 years. Yesterday, I was in one of these places where you eat outside, and with a friend, and another friend I hadn't seen in 20 years walked by, and it was unbelievable. It was as if no time had lost. That's how you measure a good friend. It's like things change, you change, not the friendship.
Very interesting that you're saying all these things, because as I mentioned, I've noticed that our animals are following us, and there is something going on, and literally, Rick, they are afraid.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example. So if our son and I and Mrs. Finelli are in the automotive shop and we're repairing some equipment, they all want to be there. The cats want to be there. The chickens walk in. You know, everybody's there. Everybody's there. They don't want to be distant from us. If I'm walking around the yard, the chickens race over and they want to be with me.
They trust you.
They do.
They trust that you will be Noah.
I think you're right. And last night was no exception. You've met our dog, Thomas Jefferson, also known as TJ.
Thomas Jefferson, yes. I can't believe it. Yeah. Yes, I am.
He's a pretty big dog. He's a little over 200 pounds.
Yeah.
And so at night, let's say around 3 o'clock at night, maybe 2 o'clock, it's woof, woof. And what he's saying is, hey, I don't like being alone. I don't want to be in the kitchen. I want to be with you guys. So he will just woof until one of us goes and sleeps in the same room. It's like we'll go into the kitchen and lie on the sofa in the kitchen because he wants us there.
So he's the new ruler of the household and demands what happens.
Ridiculous.
Huh?
It's ridiculous. And this morning I was walking past in the living room from one end of the house to where the studio is, and the cat was on a table. Where she likes to be, and she takes a swipe at me, you know, not trying to hurt me, but saying, whoa, what about me? And I walk past her again, I get swiped again. So I said to Mrs. Finelli, has this happened to you? Oh, yeah. She wants you to know that she's there. She wants attention. They all do. The cats come up, they meow, they look up, they want attention. The dogs come running, they sit at my feet.
Yeah.
They bark. They raise their paws. They want hugs. They are afraid. I believe they are really afraid of something. Well, we've got, when we come back from this break, we've got Gene in Kentucky patiently waiting on the line. Gene will be with you in just a few short minutes. Doc Bram's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. RichardAllenMiller.com. That's Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Gene in Kentucky, welcome.
Am I on the air now?
You surely are.
Okay. Hello, both of y'all, again. My husband brought me the mail from our other house, and we've got, I guess y'all have got the, have y'all got the Medicare supplements, policies, you know, the supplement to Medicare?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, we got Humana because we get a good deal through my husband's former employer. Well, anyway, so they've sent several letters, mostly me, more than my husband, each of us, you know, to a home, at a home. And they want to come to the home and check us out. I mean, I've gotten on the phone and about cursed them out. Told them to leave me alone. I don't need a nanny coming to, you know, do this home visit to, you know, see if I said, we appreciate that you last year you took the time to talk with a member of Humana's, your home advantage team. We understand that you were not ready for a home visit then. I about cursed them out, Vincent, and they still bother me.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. I have been to the initial Medicare doctor's visit. Have you had that yet?
You mean like for annual physical every year?
Well, the first time you you experience Medicare, they set up a doctor's appointment for you.
Well, I've been on Medicare quite a while, so you know.
Okay. Well, they ask you questions like, do you feel like hurting yourself?
Oh, yes. Like, that's the first question on every time I go.
And I always say the same thing. They say, it's usually a nurse that interviews me before the internist interviews me. Mm-hmm. And the nurse will say, you know, do you ever feel like hurting someone? And they say, well, you mean like on April 15th? What do you mean? Because, you know, that's tax day, right?
Good.
What do you mean? And then she'll say, well, do you ever feel like, no, I don't. Do you ever feel like hurting yourself? And I look at her like, have you lost your mind? And then, do you have handrails? Yeah. Do you have stairs? Do you need assistance?
Oh, you know, my goodness. Really go
going to the bathroom. She asked me all kinds of questions.
You tell them you could probably outrun them.
Well, it takes me a long time to answer all the questions. I resist this, but you know, they're looking for a reason to categorize you as someone who is, you know, more dependent. And I will not give them that reason. And I won't. Well, you know, do you get angry? And if you say yes, you know, do people get angry? Everybody gets angry. I mean, you hit your thumb with a hammer, that's a good time to get angry, right? Well, but you can't tell them that because they'll put you down and say, here's a guy who gets anger management problems. Right? So be careful what you say. They are looking for a reason to categorize
you. I know.
So what is your question, Jean?
Well, I just wonder how many other people are getting these type of letters when they want to come and visit you at the home.
Well, tell them no.
Oh, I ran into raved on to them, and I told them, you better not call me again. You better not ask me. You better not offer me any gift cards if I go for immunizations and everything. I don't need a nanny, and I can probably outrun any of them that call
sure.
me.
Well, Jean, may I ask how old you are?
70.
Okay, so we're about the same age. I'm just, I'm 67.
Yeah, I know, a little bit younger, yeah.
Well, I object to the police just showing up at my yard or on my farm. They have no business here. I do not want them to trespass. I don't want visits. I don't want people from the U.S. Census or the agricultural census snooping.
Oh, yeah, they sent me letters. And they kept telling a penalty of law up in the corner.
Are you talking about the agricultural census?
Yeah, my sister-in-law works in Jeff and... I said, y'all must, you know, they're employed full time. Y'all must have nothing to do. People, I know people retired from the Census Bureau even.
Yeah, well.
Wasteful money.
Well, we get the agricultural census. Mrs. Finelli puts it on my desk, and then I put it in the trash. And then they send us a notice that we have not filed. And I look at that, and that goes in the same place. And then they start calling us. And I tell them, okay, well, why don't you send it to me, and I'll look at it. And I... Stay with us, Gene, for a few minutes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tensions still on the rise between the U.S. and Iran. Now Iran has shot down an unarmed U.S. Navy drone.
American officials say it was in international airspace at the time. Iran claims it was in its airspace on a spying mission. Here's former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
The Iranians are reckless, and the Iranians are the troublemakers in the Middle East. They're the most troublemaking, dangerous power in the Middle East.
A spokesman for the Revolutionary Guard in Iran says that nation is, quote, completely prepared for war with the United States. A suspect in custody after a Sacramento, California police officer was killed responding to a domestic dispute. 26-year-old Officer Taro O'Sullivan had been in the job for a year and a half. The shooter held off police for over 7 hours before he finally surrendered. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This can be slightly. One of today's hot. Cheetah, you've got your. Take my. When you go to the. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and Jean is with us in Kentucky, and she had a question about Medicare. So the annual Medicare wellness visit, asked questions asked by your medical practitioner, either a nurse or a doctor, are really kind of unsettling. And just let me give you an example. So they want to know if these affect you. And the answers are not at all, several days, more than half the days, or nearly every day. First question, little interest or pleasure doing things. Do you have little interest or, in, or pleasure doing things. Not at all. Several days, more than half days, nearly every day. Do you feel depressed, feeling down, hopeless? Not at all. Several days, more than half the days. Are you afraid of falling? Have you fallen in the past year? Have you tripped over something? Do you feel lightheadedness or palpitations? Have you lost consciousness? Have you been injured? Have you seen a doctor? Do you wear hearing aids? Does hearing cause you to feel frustrated when talking to members of your family? Does hearing problem cause you to attend religious services less often than you would like? Does hearing cause you to have arguments with family members? Do you have hearing problems that cause difficulty when listening to the TV or radio? What type of house do you live in? House, an apartment, a condominium, an apartment condo, assisted living. Are there stairs there? Who lives with you? A spouse, a son, a daughter, a son and daughter, a family, other family member, a caregiver? Do you live alone? Do you live in an assisted living setting? What do you use to heat your house? Oil heat, gas heat, electric heat, heat pump, air conditioning, wood stove, pellet wood stove, space heaters, fans, open windows and screens, in-window air conditioning unit, central air conditioning unit. These guys want to know a lot about you. Okay. Do you have any assistive type devices in your home, like comfort level toilets, portable commodes? Do you have a Hoyer lift, a hospital bed, a chair lift, grip bars? They want to know a lot. So
you got all this written down?
Oh, it's on the internet. Yeah, but I've been asked all these. I've been asked all these questions.
Yeah, Jean. Yeah. Now I haven't been asked a lot of those lately. But every time I go to the doctor here, she's got like a walk-in doctor in this little one-horse town, I call it. But anyway, she has these little tablet things that you fill out. She said paper's old-fashioned, and all that. Maybe had a fit when I first started back in 2012 when I moved to this little town. And it's got those same questions. Like you, it doesn't have all of them. It has those parts about depressed and how many days you feel blue and all this junk, if you fall and all that stuff. I put everything, no, because I don't want them bothering me, you mean? If I fall because I step on my own feet.
I can see Joey from Michigan using that tablet. I'll bet you, and he'll be with us tomorrow. I'll bet you he would call over the nurse and say, would you sit next to me because I want to make sure I get this right. Can we do this together? And he would tie up the nurse.
It's not that long. I mean, the
point is he would consider it, I believe he'd consider it an invasion of privacy, and he would just make it as uncomfortable for them as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when I have to use those tablets and things, I draw pictures. When they ask me to sign my name, they say, can you put a name there? And I'll go, what name?
Yeah.
Any name?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, put any name. Okay, so I write any name.
But no, this doctor has this little tablet furnished by some stupid drug company. It's just like a little, has a little, you know, like a, you remember the little eraser thing that used to lift up?
Oh, yeah, it's just sketch. Yeah.
It's like that, but it's only so many, and you just, you touch it with this little special, you know, marker.
Yeah, you're using, and, you're yeah, probably using an iPad.
Yeah, and it's just so many questions, but I mean,
well,
it irritates me that they ask the same questions, but it's only like 6 or 8, and I just hurry up through them. You got to answer, they just tell you, you have to answer them all, so I just do it and get it over with.
Well, make sure you do it in such a way that they don't come invade your home, okay?
Oh, I know. Hey, Jean, I told you I cursed them on the phone. And they don't call me.
I'd recommend you don't do that, and I'll tell you why.
They
might, well, here, I mean, it's probably a little bit relieving to do that. However, they might put you down as someone who has an anger management problem.
Oh, I do have an anger management problem. I get angry if you live around me and you'd be saying, that woman's crazy because she screams about everything. I get frustrated because
she's
so wrong.
The
you know,
I get
by myself all the time.
I just went to the doctor and had to fill out those forms. And what I do is I check both boxes. Are you depressed? Are you in a good mood? And I say yes. Well, you know, the whole thing is where allotropic medicines are going. They're wrong. They believe that one size fits all, that all of us that are over 75, our heart rate has to be under 130 or we need to be on medication. And that's crazy, because what is healthy for one person is a sickness for another. Homeostasis for each individual is different. And to have us all standardized with medication to make us all the same, that's what they've done in education. They're trying to make everybody the same.
Standard of care.
And we're not.
I know.
Here's a question that just is mind-boggling to me. Now, this is on the Medicare annual health assessment questionnaire. Now, listen very carefully, please, to these words. Do you have difficulty hearing when someone speaks in a whisper? Now, what the heck does that question mean? If someone's speaking in a whisper, they don't want you to hear. Right?
I guess, unless they're close to you. You're whispering about something going on.
Yeah. So, depending on what you think that means, does that mean two people are whispering across the room and they don't want you to hear what they're saying? Of course you have difficulty. Or if somebody's whispering in your ear, that's completely different, but it doesn't say that. Do you have difficulty hearing when someone speaks in a whisper?
So they ask these questions every year?
Every year.
Oh, mine does, and I really get on their case.
Yeah. Well, maybe they think it's too painful for them to put you through it. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to be cursed out again.
The only reason I go to the doctor is to get my thyroid medication, which, unfortunately, I don't really want to take, but I don't know what they did to my thyroid years ago.
Hey, Gene,
that's fluoride.
Why don't you call in? Gene, call in on Monday when Norm Shealy's here, and you can ask him any medical questions you'd like. How about that?
Yeah, I'll be on there all day.
Okay. Well, we have all day. Well, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Hey, Gene, thanks for calling.
Okay, I appreciate
so
y'all, and y'all take care. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Isn't that interesting? So, Rick, animals, I believe, are afraid. And there's other things going on. We have a YouTube presence. Ron Gibson puts us on his YouTube channel and every day that we're on the air. And I see comments, and we'll have like 30, 40 comments, and all of a sudden, we'll have 3 comments. They disappear. How's that possible? They disappear. How is it possible that our numbers keep changing? And it looks like they're trying to stomp us. And there's this one jerk who writes a couple paragraphs, and I should probably read this. It'll take me I've got a really slow PC, but let me go to it, and I'll read a comment. You just won't believe it. The guy is an equal opportunity basher. He likes to beat up just about everyone on USA Prepares. Rick, where would you like to go today? What would you like to talk about? Growing mushrooms? Hey, Rick. Okay, what would you like to talk about today?
Well, I have a brand new book up on my website that I need to sell 100 of this month, if possible. Uh-huh. That will help me. It's a brand new ebook on work I did when I first started with Mankind Research Unlimited. I had just done Seal Corp, and this was why they hired me, and this was my first book that I did with them, which was MRU, and it was on Carillion Electrophotography. And it has Simon Carillion, Thelma Moss, everybody that had contributed to that work was in that book, including how to build it so that you can see auras. Now, that was a big deal back then, and this is before MRI, nuclear magnetic resonance inductions, where you were doing imaging. And originally, what we were doing was putting electrostatic fields around people's body and ionizing the gases that were being emitted off the body as a way to read internal state functioning. It came out of Russia. It was part of the so-called psychic discoveries behind the Iron Curtain. And what I'm trying to do is grab as many books as I can to get them up on my website so I have things that Amazon and Ingram do not have so that I can sell them before they do. If I start to see these books being sold elsewhere, I'm going to raise alarms because my book sales are brisk, except I'm not getting the orders. How does that work? I'm not part of Amazon anymore. I removed my account, and yet my titles on Amazon are bullish. They're in the under that 100,000 is top best selling. That is a big deal. And yet I'm penniless right now. I am so destitute, I have to go back to work at Bi-Mart. And if you don't think that is not affecting every single place in my life, including wanting to finish the 3 manuscripts, page 2. Anyone out there that is interested in having their name in my book and a 10% return on their investment, I now am offering a patron requirement. Well, that it takes from a manuscript that I have, like the Non-Local Mind, that's cost me $5,000 to get it in print and have inventory to sell. That's it. That's basically what it costs. And I have 40 manuscripts ready to go, and I can't get there from here because I don't even have $300 in my checking account right now. That's it. No savings. I'm down to it. And my book sales, I haven't had a book sale in 2 weeks. And so every day, I'm going to start uploading some of my oldest things. So right now, today, I'm working on 3 different mushroom books, including a psychedelic one that no one's ever seen on how to grow psychedelic mushrooms. Now, I have exhausted everything I can do, and it's now creating illness in me when I'm in perfect health losing weight. How does this work? I don't know. I will probably never know what happened, but I have been marketing books for 50 years, and even my old books that I wrote 45 years ago are not selling anymore, and they always sold. All my titles sell. Every week I would have some orders. I used to have 3.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Hunters, yeah. Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. So Rick, I'm looking at your book on your website, richardallenmiller.com, in the products section, and you've got a book called Carillion Electrophotography, K-I-R-L-I-A-N, K-I-R-L-I-A-N, Electrophotography. Your book is $12, and it says, have you ever wanted to do Carillion Electrophotography? The book shows you how and why. And Carillion Photography, Electrophotography, was the first step in understanding how to make an MRI, magnetic resonant imaging device, which are used in hospitals all over the world. Can you tell us a little bit more about the book?
So back then, I was doing what I did like in high school, where I was ahead of everybody. And some of my professors watched my career as I came out of graduate school. This is from Pullman, Washington State University. I worked under Professor Riggins. I was the only person in history that had a TI and an RI, research assistant, as an undergraduate. And they've watched my career, and Dr. Bender was watching and was interested in Carillion photography. This is where you set up a field around you, and it ionizes the gases that dogs can smell that contain who you are and what's going on with your health. This is how a dog, for example, can know when you have cancer. They can smell it. And it's being emitted from your body as a pheromone or some kind of an outgassing in the operculum glands, whatever. Now, what I did was that got me invited to New York, and Dr. Stanley Krippner, where I met Edward Mitchell, and so on, was that I wrote a paper on the physical mechanisms of Carillion photography. This was way back before 1970. It was 1969. and I wrote the physics of it, including the math involved. And I was invited to New York, and that later became a book called Galaxies of Consciousness by Gordon and Breach. And that was what got me eventually invited to BMRU in 1974. Now, what happened was that Dr. Bender at Washington State University watched my career, was interested in that, and when I laid down the physics of what was going on with Carillion photography, he took that and created the first MRI machine from Washington State University in Pullman. And Pullman was at that time a little tiny college. It wasn't a big deal. I think when I was there, there were only 9,000 students, and physics was relatively unknown, except it had a guy from Yale that built a linear accelerator because I had built one in high school. They brought him all the way over from Yale, and I helped build a collider machine that was there at Pullman. And later, they did other things. People don't realize that Washington State University was as important as the University of Washington. University of Washington is the richest campus in the country. Has more toys than any other campus in the world. And so, in Seattle. And so that was why I got invited. Now, this is a precursor and something you can build at home very simply. And I did it around imaging of leaves. There was a thing called the ghost imaging where you cut a piece of the leaf away, and it will still be there according to Carillion photography. And I explained how that all worked and where we needed to go next. And that's what this book is about, as the first book from MRU, Mankind, that was Dr. Carl Schleicher, that was the guy that is the smoking man for the X-Files. And he was at his same desk for 48 years in Wisconsin Avenue. Now, that's an alien, because I have been at my desk for 48 years, but I, you know, mine's at home. Mine is not a business thing. This guy was really something, and I'll be writing about that. What I'm doing now is trying to find individual buyers, investors, that will put $5,000 per title, and they can just do one title. They get their name in the book. They get the return of their money plus 10% off of first sales, and you can pick the title. And right now I've got 40 of them, including Spook Central, which is the work I did at MRU that would include this book, which is now up for sale. Right now today, I'm working on 3 different mushroom books. I'm trying to get these books out as e-books quick, because they don't cost anything, and get them up online to generate a cash flow so I can kickstart my life back together. And I don't understand what's going on, but I have been summarily raided. They have taken me out, and I'm already in touch with 2 other individuals that this was done to. A guy named Branson, another one, Braden, another one. I don't know why this is happening to me. I'm relatively unimportant. I'm not a whistleblower.
Right. Hold that thought. We'll talk more.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.